One, we hang out. Episode 55.
I
have no idea what happened this episode.
Double nickels, bitch.
I was watching the children for half of it. So what?
About a quarter.
Like 15 minutes.
Yeah, it was about a quarter of it.
15.
It was 21 minutes. I checked when I got
a penny in
into
a
my seat.
Why do you got to be so like precise with
the
time?
He's the director.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. I guess.
I mean, if he is a real director, those are things you would need to know.
Yeah. Making notes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Editing.
So I mean, if an individual who is running a project, such as a podcast, for example,
they would
take notes, right? Yeah. They would make suggestions.
He has a notepad.
They would.
Which I was actually going to try to delegate to Jacob.
They would steer or direct the project in a certain fashion in hopes that it goes well.
Evolves into something.
And if they aren't present, they trust another individual that would be like an assistant.
Oh, an assistant.
They would delegate responsibilities.
The DA.
Yeah. Right. If said person.
Sounds like a good title.
A person of a directorial position, then.
But there could be only one.
But there could be only one because Highlander rule.
Yes.
Because that's just
obviously.
Science. So I guess that would have to mean that if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck,
quack.
Jarrell is our Michael Bay.
Could we pick a better director?
Martin Cuba? Scorsese,
David Avery.
Could it just be Kevin Smith?
Clint Eastwood?
No.
You don't get a B, Kevin Smith.
You gotta work that shit.
Yeah, you ain't that.
But
you know.
Just give me Michael Bay.
Because let's be real, Michael Bay doesn't want to be
Clint Eastwood Michael. Then. If you want to be
yeah, Clint and everyone else is a fucking pussy. Yeah. You can have Clint Eastwood all you want.
I'm done fighting that director shit. It's like, it seems to burn wasteful calories.
Yep.
So I'm just done fighting it.
So
he's taken on the responsibility. And the title of director.
I promise you, if you say yes, I am the director,
no. He has to say this or I will not stop. And it will slowly drive him mad. Because I will pull a Justin on this one. All you need to say.
You can't pull a Justin like Justin can pull a Justin.
Justin, will you assist me with this, please? Thank you.
Every week.
All you have to say is, yes, I am the director of this podcast. And I will no longer
bring up any more shit.
You being the director, even mildly jokingly.
We're 55 episodes into this, and yes, I am the director.
That's all I needed.
Congratulations.
Was it that hard?
Did we sign anything?
I mean, no. It's recorded. So once it's recorded and then it's on the internet, it's there forever.
Yeah. This is like trademarking.
Yeah, it's just like that.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's up there, like, you can't just, it's not like you can just get rid of it. It's not like clearing your browser history after you're murdered.
Here's the thing. Like, I feel that if I wasn't fucking calling everybody every other week or putting this together, we're like herding cats.
I was going to say no, but then my brain was like,
I just heard a horrible cat.
It wouldn't happen.
See, I tried to deny it. Like, you said it and immediately my brain goes, bullshit. Like, all at once. It was like, you got no argument.
I would just probably make random.
You should just call this episode that.
Herding cats. I even say to Kathy, Christ, getting these fucks together is like herding cats. And she's like, yeah, I understand, Jarrell. You've said it 150 times already.
Well, technically only 55.
No, getting you guys together for anything
is
like herding
cats.
Well, four times
beer, movie nights, hanging out, just, yeah.
To be fair, I mean, let's go statistically, just recent times, who shows up and doesn't bail? Raise your hand. So weird.
There's Jarrell.
Jarrell, I see Jarrell's hands raised. Robert's hands raised. Yeah. Mine, me, Chris.
That's right.
But Chrisley.
Jacob has class sometimes.
Jacob, yeah.
That's
yeah,
all
he's
right.
Got
raise your hands.
Raise
your
hand. So you can raise your hand.
But
now,
just
weirdly, and I know this isn't recorded visually, but you could, on an imaginational level medium, imagine Huggy Bear, put your fucking hand down. Put that hand
down. Care Bear,
stare.
Imagine a fluffy version of Huggy Bear from Starsky and Hutch, but Mexican. So basically, like,
not
every
Mexican
in every movie ever.
Porta Mexican, sorry.
Yeah, you're a Porta Mexican. Yeah. Imagine a Porta Mexican. Think of Danny Trejo, opposite of that, not raising his hand. That's all you need to. A fat Danny Trejo.
Yeah.
Put your fucking hand down.
Yeah, dude. I'm just waving.
No, you ain't waving like shit. You're not waving for a boat. You're not waving to Cuba. You're not waving to Florida.
No, that's my thumb out. That's my thumb out.
No, you ain't getting shit.
I can show some leg.
No, you please can't. Don't. You show leg and people start recording it. Think it's Bigfoot. You're that 1976 Bigfoot footage. It's just your leg. It's you walking around in shorts.
I've like, seen you Bigfoot. Carry a 12-pack of Kogani.
Yeah. Like, that's all that. That's you going, oh, shit, I almost dropped the beer.
That's fair. Kogani is kind of good.
It is kind of good, actually.
It's good for the lake because
it's it's a good lake beer. It's not no. good beer. Like, those are totally
like
different.
Like, when we go to the Cove.
It's
which...
better than no beer.
Yeah, exactly. It's better it's than better no than beer at
like
the Cove.
Miller and...
That's, again, that's like saying something's better
anything
than...
New Belgium makes.
No. See, that's like saying it's something's better than Michael Bay movies. It is. That's just inherent on a scale. Like, Michael Bay on... When you look at, like, a graph and you have, like, the
but
negative
his
numbers...
explosions
Michael
are
Bay,
pretty on point.
Well, that's why...
Motherfucking the... money!
Yeah, that's all it is. The explosions... Money all over your face, neck, and chest.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Face, good neck, job, and chest.
We don't even have mics up.
This is why you're not the director.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, guys.
I want to get this shit done.
Full 15 seconds of fucking dead air. Hey, we're recording.
Even in Wayne's World, they, you know, they gave him the countdown. At least.
Yeah.
You want me just to fucking start over?
No, like, I do like how you're like, I do wonder if I can argue against that. You cannot.
No.
Nope.
I'll just start over.
Did anyone do anything exciting this week? I feel like it was...
I took a week off of work.
Movies, like, we saw some movies, but I feel like it was very much an adult week.
Yeah, no.
It fucking sucked.
Mine was great. I
well,
took a work...
You get your vacation.
Yeah, vacation.
What's that like? I'll get mine next year.
Which
is
reading,
really dope, though.
Reading all my comics in the, like, front porch, up. Dude. Oh, it was so beautiful.
I've done that a couple of days. Like, I'll get off way early.
Like,
if
I
don't, I
don't
have
know
to get
what's
kale.
Better.
No, there's
seriously.
Not, there's not a lot better than just having, like, a beer and sitting on your porch and reading comics. Like,
yes.
On a list of real things. It's hard to find more joy than that.
And then we went, let's see, where did we go? It was last week, holy shit. Let me get back to you on that.
You don't remember, do you?
No, but something did happen at work. You see this?
I see that.
Yeah.
And you see my knee?
Yeah.
So did something at work win?
Yeah, actually. Ding, ding, ding. What do we have for him, Johnny?
Did you win or did, like, the universe
the
go?
The trash one.
Oh, the trash one, yeah.
Okay, so how I fucked up my face and how I fucked up my knee was I was taking out the garbage. And the garbage, we had the gigantic dumpster. It's, like, you know, 12 feet tall. And,
yeah.
You know,
is
so
that
you
the long green ones?
Yeah. No, and then to get up into it, you actually have steps to go up to.
What? No. No.
But, so you have to, like, walk up these steps to get, you know, throw the garbage in. And, you know, the pathway is, like, about that long to get onto the steps.
So when you're carrying it, it's pretty wide.
And the steps are that, like, that grated cheese-looking metal mesh.
Yeah.
And, you know, it gives you traction in the snow and gives you all those good things and all that. Friday, the day before my vacation started, my 2-week vacation, which hence, well, not when you're listening to this now, it's my vacation's gone, but one more week for me. I took up two garbages. One on this hand, one on this one. Ready to go. I felt like Bane. I was like, yeah, what's up? How you guys doing? You know, I'm like, this is my last two garbages of
and
the day.
Done.
I'm just like, all I have to do is vacuum. Yes. No more in the sun. I can be in air conditioning building.
Right.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
I snag one of the garbage cans or the garbage sacks with the pole that is blocking. Tilted.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going down. And I'm like... And I don't have like I'm for some reason my arms are like, we're not letting go, fucker. Like this you're gonna hang on until these things are dumped in the garbage.
Because nothing about that sounds like a great idea, but your arms are like, shut up, just let it happen.
Yeah, no.
And so I hit my face against the cheese grater thing and got that. And then I'm like, my knee feels funny. And I look at my knee and it's just and I'm like, I gotta go tech to the people and they maybe do an incident report and things of that sort. But that's not all what happened. Okay. My dad's 60th birthday party was that Sunday. Mm. And so we're all having fun out of the backyard. My dad got his new, garage, and it's all leveled and concrete. Looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we had a, what do you call those, little tent thingies? The trusses. No, not trusses, but...
Is it the one
that... that blocked the sun out?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's like just a gigantic...
I know what it is. And it's
canopy.
Canopy. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shit. Canopy. So, and it was kind of...
Thanks for the assist on that.
Knowledgeable word.
Yeah.
You see us struggling. He's just.
And it's like, I know these
let
words.
Burn.
Suffer.
By the way, Jacob is actually here.
Yeah,
he's here. You just say Jarrell's not. Nope. You can't hear anything.
He's off directing us right now.
Yeah.
To do this.
We're doing this unsupervised.
So in your face.
Yeah, it's good he's not down here. I'd fuck him up. He shows up though. I'll be quiet.
Still be talking when he's
back. Yeah, I'll still be talking. He goes away. I'll be talking again. Yeah. Fuck that guy.
So that means, can you get your one in before he gets down here?
I already did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I came in and I said, what's up, Jerome?
Yeah, that was. Because
he got me last night.
It
when
was
we went
really.
To the movie.
He was on it.
I have to because he came up behind me yesterday and we were at Buffalo Wild Wings waiting to go see The Trek Amongst the Stars.
Yeah.
And he comes up and he taps me on the shoulder and I go to turn because I know he's coming in, but I was waiting for him to come through the side door.
Yeah.
And he comes up behind me and just goes, I'm more staying your drum. Just, and he taps
me. And it just sinks
too,
in.
Like, gave me a full second to turn around to acknowledge the moment. I'm like, you fucking suck. So shitty.
Right?
So bad.
But anyway, so. This canopy was not fully tied down, and I believe it was really windy.
Yeah.
And we had a fence that was alongside this canopy, so I figured we were pretty safe. Granted, like, there was, like, 20 people there in this tiny little house that my parents bought for their retirement, like, so they don't have to go up and down the stairs and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
The wind started blowing, and the canopy actually started to flip over to the fence area.
Oh, shit.
And I was sitting right next to the fence. And this is like probably one of the coolest moments, but it hurt so goddamn fucking bad. Like, I felt I was Batman because I saved, out of this, the end of the story, I saved 5 older ladies.
Hell all
right. Yeah. I was like, I'm fucking Batman right now, bitches. Like, I feel so great right now. But my mom's like, what the fuck happened to your eye? And if you see,
it's
like,
a little red.
It's a little red. It hit the same spot that the cheese grater hit, but I was standing there because the canopy flipped all the way over. And it wouldn't have flipped over completely unless I didn't, like, I stood up and I'm like,
Ugh! So, like, you let it roll over you.
Yeah, and I'm like, so I'm holding it for someone else to assist me because it's like, it needs to go back over.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm just like, and then just this metal thing, I just felt hit my eye and I'm like, owie.
That's so fucking cool because, like,
but,
old
yeah.
people are like fragile and shit.
Yes,
unless you're Clint Eastwood, and apparently everybody else is just pussies.
No one in my family's Clint Eastwood, so fuck them.
Yeah, fuck Clint Eastwood. Yeah.
He did a lot of westerns.
No, the dude, like, this last week, he's like, everybody's a pussy who doesn't like Trump,
mm-hmm.
and like Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers is like, well, I'm glad I'm a pussy then, you bigoted asshole, and I'm like. Fuck yeah, Flea. You know Flea's a fucking thug. So I'm like, if I have to choose to back any of 2 people in the world,
yeah,
I'm taking Flea. Easily. Like, ooh, you did Gran Torino. That's great. You and, like, what, Million Dollar Baby? Prior to that, he directed, like, 3 movies.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, Fistful of Dollars.
No, but if you look at the year difference, though.
Oh.
Like, the last time Clint Eastwood was anything.
His prime, yeah.
Like, and it's been a while.
It's not Grand Theft, what was it?
Gran Torino?
Gran Torino. Yeah. Not Grand Theft.
But it's like...
Sorry.
It's one of those, I look at it, it's like, dude, you're well past your time, and you talk to chairs. Like, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself, dude. So hard. Like, shut your whore mouth, being like, if you don't like Trump, you're a pussy. No, you're just not a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a fuck what
difference,
you did. Yeah. Like, that's, just unreal.
Did you guys ever listen to Gran Torino's ending song, where he, like where Clint Eastwood sang in that credits?
I didn't even see Gran Torino. I only hear good things, and I have no problem with it. He's a great director.
Yeah,
like,
no. By no means, this whole movie was so good, and I'm telling you,
fantastic film, but he's still a douchebag.
When he sung that in credits,
yeah,
it was so cringeworthy.
Like it was bad. Was it like how Johnny Cash is, but it's not that.
It's totally not that.
That's like, complete opposite. Yeah. This is Johnny Cash. This is Clint Eastwood in his
Yeah, and then him trying to do a Johnny Cash impression, which totally fell flat on his fucking face. Like, it was so bad.
You're not Cash. Shut your whore mouth. If Johnny Cash was like, don't be a bitch, vote for Trump, I'd be like,
ooh.
It's Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Like, I would give him a nugget of like, well, it is Johnny Cash. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, of old white people who are way overly opinionated, I'd have to go Cash on that one. Like, I see Clint Eastwood, I'm like, you're rich and white, shut your mouth.
Hashtag Donald.
You do not struggle a day in your life. You can go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
You've not had a bad day other than worrying about shitting yourself in the last 20 years. So, big fat one.
Justin, look how old is Clint Eastwood. I want to know how old he is. Can you do that?
I'm feeling
82.
I'm
thinking
gonna
like 76, but a hard 76.
No, dude, I'm thinking like 85.
Before
almost.
You can do it, Jacob, are you gonna say shit? And think
come on,
of age?
You got.
Hurry up.
Do.
I would say like 78.
78.
Because I feel like he's in his mid late 70s, but you could tell he's like done some shit that he'll never talk about because he looks like a old piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like he just looks really fucking old.
Yeah.
What did you say, 86?
He said 70.
I said 85.
85, and I said 76.
He's 86.
He's 86.
Ugh!
Wow.
Yeah.
He is totally just that old.
Literally fuck, 86. He is super
May
old.
May 31, 1930.
May 30. Damn.
Yeah, he needs to shut his whore mouth. Like, the dude lived through Hitler.
Yeah.
And is like, you gotta like Trump. No. Fuck you, we don't.
375 net worth.
God yeah, damn. See, again, he has
375
million. Keep in mind, yes.
Well, he invested a lot.
No,
he,
it's
he's
not
old money.
Thousand.
Not pesos
no.
or euro.
Yeah, no.
Pesos.
No. He's old.
Ruples?
Money.
Is it ruples?
If it's ruples, shit, I got more than
he's very good. It's ruples.
It's ruples, they're good. They're good
I didn't know he was ranked a corporal.
Yeah, no, the dude's a legit real-world badass.
Yeah, dude.
It doesn't change the fact that he's, like, old and senile and says stupid shit like every other old person.
Kind of. Mostly all the, not every other, that's, like, half, right? It'd be mostly, like, 85%.
I would say, I don't know, I'd have to say probably, like, 70% of old people are just crotchety old sons of bitches.
No.
Yeah.
Like, realistically, the other ones were, like, stoners and still are. I don't really fucking care.
So my grandpa's very crotchety, and he's gonna vote for Trump.
Yeah, like, it's just what old crotchety people do. Because they're old and crotchety.
I am so happy right now because I talked to my parents. You know, my parents, like, no, I didn't use the argument. I didn't have to. That's the beauty of it. They were like, I don't want to vote for anyone. I'm like, thank God. They got off the Trump bandwagon.
They did. Was it after his bullshit thing about the Purple Heart?
No, it was before. It was before. It was beforehand.
I wanted to just.
Seriously. It was super easy that way. I'm like, you piece of shit.
So during the DNC, the Democratic National Convention,
it kind of happened.
There was a Muslim couple that was up there. They had lost their son. He was in the army.
Yeah.
And they were like, you don't know sacrifice and you don't know the Constitution, but they're naturalized citizens. They came in over as immigrants. So, you know, you have to know the Constitution. You have to pass a test.
Oh, this was like during that whole.
Yeah. So he pulls his constitution out. He goes, if you need one, you can borrow mine. And everyone is just like, oh!
I saw that.
And
I saw
people
on the
like,
Daily Show.
Bird. Like, right? So got Bird, right? He got on, he did Dateline, I think it was. And the guy was like, this gentleman had said that you've never had to make a real sacrifice. So you don't know what you're talking about when it comes to war through life and all these things. And Trump goes, I have sacrificed. Then all he literally does is just circle jerk in his own mouth. About nothing. It is nonsensical bullshit that he spews.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy goes, and the dude is just like, you think those are sacrifices? He goes, well, yeah, I feel like those are sacrifices. He goes, you feel that your dad giving you $1 million and you having
to start a big business.
To start to do whatever you want with was a sacrifice? And he's like,
Yeah,
I feel like that was a sacrifice. And the dude is just seeing, he's like, okay, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
Trump.
Right.
But
did you guys watch The Art of the Deal on Netflix yet? It's the full 15 minutes of Johnny Depp becoming Donald Trump.
Is it? I didn't watch that.
fucking awesome.
I
it's
saw,
so
I
bad,
it's
my, awesome.
My list of watchable thingies.
Oh my God.
But no, he got a lot of flack for that. And then someone admit, because the he had said, he goes, I don't need to make a sacrifice. Something along the lines of, I don't need to make a sacrifice. I've had a veteran give me his Purple Heart. See? That's where your brain immediately called bullshit, right? Because you're like, who the fuck would do that? Like, after the shit this man said, who would go, here's my Purple Heart, my sacrifice is to you, essentially is what that is. Like, I lost insert limb and or organ or friends, here's my Purple Heart to you. If you did that, you're fucking stupid. You got shot in the brain. Like, that's a special kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Well, he does that, and apparently the rest of the world, like, those people who are on the fence, like, yeah, Trump, because they couldn't trust Hillary, he did this shit, all of his shit just crashed and burned.
We still can't trust Hillary, but we're going to vote Hillary, because fuck this guy.
You watch this blimp of Trump go
hindenburg. So,
basically,
we're just going to get Hillary, because everyone just hates Trump so much.
It's the most...
so much. His shit went down Hindenburg.
No, dude. I watched this morning on Fox. It's... who is the less qualified for the presidency? that's
well,
what
no,
they fucking said.
Yeah, no,
and
you,
I'm like,
if you look,
that is so fucking true.
But when you but if you looked at applications, this I've had to describe it to even people at work. If you look at their stats on an application, you had no idea the names. But if you took what we do as our job, and we were hiring new people, if you took the equivalent of insert thing here of Trump and Hillary.
Donald.
You would just Donald. If you did it with just Donald and Hillary and you looked at him, you would, no matter what, regardless of knowing the past, you not knowing the past, you'd immediately go on Hillary. 100%. It does not matter if you like the person
honestly,
or not, but if you look at their experience on paper for your job, yours, and mine, if you looked at them as applications, you would go, Hillary, doesn't matter about the bullshit, ignoring the bullshit, just on experience for said job, you would have to go Hillary. It doesn't matter where you're at with this person, you're going to go the one with experience. She has real-world experience. She may be a murderer, a liar, a blatant cheater.
Blatant cheater.
Probably soulless like a redhead.
Yeah.
But what you got in the cup?
He has to try it.
What is it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I have not had this. And I'm going to taste. I'm doing it for the podcast, lady. Shit. Okay. Ready? One, two, three, go.
He's sipping.
Awkward silence.
Sipping. Ingesting.
You know what's hers? She could probably take you, right?
Yeah.
Consuming.
But I don't care.
Been up since 5:30
on
4 hours.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He gives
it back.
That is really good, though. Yeah. Holy shit.
Back.
That is
apologizes.
Delicious. What, is that a rat? Like, that's a raspberry, right?
Yeah.
Raspberry, yeah.
Well, now you know what you're doing when you leave here? Going to get one.
Yeah, right? Sober me up
but
a little
bit. So
there should be more qualifications, though, for presidency.
Well, yeah, because all it is being white-ish, 40-ish.
If the biggest...
It's still white because Obama.
35.
So 35-ish, white-ish, and you can't... This is one of the weirdest. You knew some shit was pulled. Like, this is some bullshit right here. If, let's say you've gone through some of the product, you have some office. Doesn't matter what you're a mayor of, insert... city here, doesn't matter. You get into the, you know, like this, the Senate, governor, doesn't matter. But you want to go abroad, right? People are like, this guy could be president, but you're offered an ambassadorship to like Norwegistan. Doesn't matter where, right?
Norwegistan.
It's a real place.
It's a real place now.
In Chris's head.
Yeah, but let's say you get that, right?
Yeah. Okay.
For 8 years after that, you can't be president. You cannot be an ambassador. So get this. The presidential, like, that's your position. To be president, you need to know how to handle other countries at that moment.
You need.
But if you take a job to gain the experience for, let's say, 2 years, you're the ambassador, just as an example, for the next 8, you can't run for president. So.
Hold on. That's like saying, like, I want to be a driver and, like, teacher. I want to be, you know, teach driving for life.
Yeah.
But I've never driven a fucking semi truck in my life. But I've just driven little Honda Civics.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I can do that.
No, but you then drive for 2 years? Like, you're like, I drive for 2 years.
Yeah.
And then they go, okay, now you have to wait 8, but you can't drive during that time.
But give me this giant expensive vehicle.
Yeah, but you can't drive for 8 years. Yeah. You get 2 years with your Honda, you can't drive for 8, and then you can drive a big rig. That is exactly what it's like to be president.
Their concern is that you're gonna favor.
That's not a real concern. That's not a real concern at all. That is
what happens
no
if you
way
get boycotted and like you get fucking.
It's in the family of when they say you can't have electronics on a plane because it may not in no way whatsoever cause issues with the plane.
There
they
was like
don't,
a, like,
but they say it does because they're not sure either way. But they know it doesn't.
100th of a fucking chance. That back in the days before you even tested the products, that's
yeah,
why.
No, there's no real reason.
There's nothing now.
It's in the same category of, I feel like someone shitty thought this up. Because it's like, the only things that I think of, to be president, the age thing, I understand, like, I don't want no 18-year-old president. I just don't. It's not that I don't trust 18-year-olds, it's that you just don't have practical life
experience.
Was that
law before CB radios, like, back in the day for radio transmission for airplanes? That could be the only reason why.
You're not taking a CB radio on an airplane.
That
Shut
could
out.
Be why.
No. They just thought
that'd
an
be the only
that if you had an
logical thing I could
when cell
think
phones
of.
Came out, they were worried that the signals of the cell phone would interfere with the plane. But they don't, and they never have.
That's what I'm saying.
You have
CB
never heard a plane
like
go down because of a phone. And I've been on planes where I have been on my phone without the airplane service, like with not airplane mode. Nothing happens. You shut it off. Nothing happens. It does nothing. The FAA is just the FAA. I mean, they have the TSA, and they're just as ineffective. Like, let's be real. They're people who do a nonsensical job, but they find a lot of batarangs. That's like the most confiscated thing, apparently, is
batarangs.
Yeah. So, know that if the next Batman, they're like, it's all weird assortment of batarangs. Like, TSA agent.
Do you think there's a whole cave?
Hey, El Director is here.
Michael Bay is here. I'm sorry, that
and
was mean.
And he brought beer.
He said it.
But no, I feel like if you're gonna be president, I think we can all agree.
No, we brought one
on real qualifications for the presidency. You would need at least 4 years of being in the military because you need to know what it's like to take a life and to be shot at, like to have your life on the line.
No.
You need that mental experience. I'm not saying you need
to be
like. I
think you should be approached, though. You should be approached. To be president, not just like you can just run.
No, I think anyone should be able to run. I think anyone is allowed to run because that is America.
I think it should be
to be approached. No, because then you just don't have to approach people, and then you can. It's basically selective
breeding.
And
then people are gonna
you don't want
Donald
that.
Trump.
Yeah, you're gonna approach Donald Trump, so you don't want that. But real requirements is 4 years in the military, and this is no hate on the Navy, but I'm saying you got to be like in the Army, the Marines, something where you will be shot at regularly.
Maybe no.
Like,
I need to be in the Navy.
Well, no, I would be in the Navy because it's as close as I could get to being on the USS Enterprise. Because, you know, the aircraft carrier. Like, I'd be okay being a crewman on the actual aircraft carrier, USS Enterprise, just to be that
but
much closer.
You just
closer
have
to
military
that.
Experience. That's all
but no, but you need military experience, but you also need to know what it's like to take a life, to experience your life almost being taken. Because then you're not going to be so cavalier about going to war.
Yeah, you're humbled.
Yeah, you're not going to go, we're going to war. You're going to be like, nah, dude. Because bullets.
I disagree with that statement because the president cannot declare war.
No.
Well, no, he can't.
Because then
but,
you get like a war
but,
person.
But, you know,
war mentality.
Bush did twice
well, so
and did mulligan.
Yeah,
general. Like,
but,
like Donald's
yeah.
like, why
oh, no.
can't we just use nukes?
No, but yeah, but like even with Donald, like Donald was like, well, we can use nukes. We should use nukes on our enemies. You are not president. You need to leave. And you need to think about what the fuck you just said. But I'm saying, like, they need to have experience. So that way, if a situation where war may be declared comes up, they're not just going to be all bush about it and go, you're going to war. Because they're going to know what it's like. They're going to go, you know what sucks? Getting shot at. Maybe there's a better way to go about it. Like, you would need 4 years in the military, 4 years as an ambassador.
It's a 50-50 when you go to the military, though.
The rich sending the poor kids. Oh, shit.
My mic's up. It's the rich sending the poor kids to fight for the country.
Yeah, and
I want it
to be an individual who's going to be president needs to have experienced that type of shit, and then even if it's just 2 years, make military service 2 years instead of the four. Do two, you can go 2 years, do some ambassador stuff, Red Cross stuff, something where you are having to travel abroad and then not get an 8-year penalty. It's like your fucking credit card. It's like using your credit card, then paying it all off. They go, your credit went down, and you're like, that's the opposite of how a thing would work. They go, but we want more money from you, so shut your whore mouth. And you're like, you're all assholes. Shut up and give us our money later.
There are countries that do that, like Israel.
Yeah.
You have mandatory fucking.
And I think because you then value life more. In the long term, I know there's the
have
people who are going to go Gomer
the
pile.
Mongering that Israel
but,
is doing.
Yeah, no, but I'm not saying that. I'm saying as an individual wanting to be president, like a requirement to be president,
You need to know what it's like to get shot at and to shoot. You can't just go in and send people
not
off.
Everybody in the military knows what it's like to be shot at.
Yeah, no, but that's what I'm saying. They would need to be someone who has seen combat.
No.
So I'm not saying you breed a guy to experience.
That would be a great qualification.
A 10-year period with no conflicts. Then you have no candidates.
I'm okay with that. Because president at all would probably be for the best.
But there are flaws, though.
There's always going to be flaws because the greatest flaw of all, we're people and we're way shitty. We are way shitty. Our Supreme Court and our Congress and our Senate can stay in essentially forever. And the president can only be a puppet for 4 to 8 years or till death.
In theory, Supreme Court stays in for life.
Which is kind of shitty. And by kind of, I mean is. Because you in a thing like where the law of the land is decided, 80-year-old people do not make all these rules. You need, and it's going to be like young blood. You need fresh.
It should be like driver's license. There should be a law where you can't drive after a certain age.
Yeah, but no, you should not be able to hold the office after a certain age, and that should be legit.
Those are called term limits.
But they don't, no, because they just keep going.
Well, no, there aren't term limits for Congress, and they're not the people who are going to.
But if you're over 65,
they're the people who make the rules,
Alzheimer's.
So they're going to be like, nah, I don't want term limits.
Which still, is, but that's
which
what
is
I'm
horse
saying.
Shit.
Yeah, no,
I agree.
But that's what I'm saying. They would need real enforced term limits. Like, if you're going to give the president 4 years, why not all of them 4 years?
Oh, no. The term limit on presidents is 8 years.
Well, yeah, but that's I'm saying as initially. I'm saying, but for Congress and stuff?
Congress and stuff, they have 4-year limits.
Yeah, but then they can always be re-elected. You can just keep pumping in quarters, and you can keep playing that game. Just pumping more quarters.
It's bullshit because they have to run every time. And so instead of actually doing their fucking job,
they just hang out for 237 days, say the president's at fault, and then go, well, we worked for like 2 months.
They're interviewing for their job again.
Yeah, you know they have, which, I mean,
they're not even working for 237 days. They're working
That's
for like
a
100 days.
Yeah, I'm just saying it'd be cool to hang out and
they work less than you and make exponentially
more.
More.
But
it's
our fault or the Mexicans.
It's just always the Mexicans.
Always you. Well, that and it's black people's fault for getting shot, not doing anything.
Stop
and Congress
shot.
Has done no wrong.
Stop getting shot.
Just Donald.
Hashtag just Donald.
Hashtag just Donald.
Don't get shot.
Yeah, hey, don't get shot. Hashtag don't get shot.
Which was an actual hashtag. Like, after we talked about it, I looked it up.
Yep.
There's a lot of just Donald hashtags.
Yep.
And they're more disturbing than our fucking comic hashtags.
Yeah, I will sit there and when I get bored and I'll be like, nope, that's going to be tagged as just Donald. I really try to instigate shit on the Twitter.
I was upstairs, Tabby and Kathy got pizza, and it's baking right now. So, yeah.
Now, is it like a Mexican pizza?
There's fences around where you can't get
it. That's what I'm saying. Is there a wall around it?
Not yet.
We're going to make you build the wall of crust, but we're going to eat the pizza, and it's your fault.
You know damn well
that
wall is going to be crumbled down. It's not going to happen.
Well, no, because Mexicans don't do bad work. They're not Americans. What the fuck, dude? They don't half-ass their job. They get paid less and do a better job. That's why they're hired.
Well, those escape tunnels guarantee going underneath. So.
Yeah, that's called efficiency. Like, they get it. Really, if you look at the bullshit of it all, like, if you want to have someone build a wall, you get a Mexican or a Chinese man. We're not going to call
Chinese,
them a Chinaman, because that's racist.
I was gonna say, man.
They can build a wall like a fucking bus.
So
get
technically,
Chinese,
Donald is
the East Germans,
copywriting that, then. Because Chinese did it first.
China should do that. Go, you know, we did that first. All my money.
It didn't work out for the Chinese people.
Well,
apparently if you have Matt Damon protecting you,
they're fighting dragons, and that's what they're doing.
Yeah. Matt Damon's next movie saves China from the dragon people.
Why is he the
white
only
guy
white
saves
person?
The Asians.
Because it's that's whitewashing.
Keanu Reeves did it too.
Yeah. That one 13th Warrior, same thing.
Which was a stupid good movie.
Last Samurai, Tom Cruise way was the white guy. And you're like, no, he's not.
47 Ronin.
I was actually thinking Last Samurai when I said Keanu.
All white people. The Matrix.
Tom Cruise.
The world, the underworld of Zion is all black people and white women, but their savior is Keanu Reeves. No, he is not.
Yeah.
Like, if the world were the Matrix and Keanu Reeves, showed up and he was it's
Zion.
A Matrix.
It's all Zion. They're in
it.
Zion. And
no. I'm gonna pull the shitty guy cipher and I'm gonna be like, nah, I'm gonna stay. Because this steak tastes like steak. My brain tells me that's steak. I'm hanging out here.
And it looks good steak.
But then I'm going to totally steal bullet time
shit. But it seems like he can fucking go. You can go into your computer simulation. Like, steak EXE, boom.
Yeah.
And then you can go in, you can eat your fucking steak, leave, you know, eat whatever mush that they're eating, but have your steak every now and then.
Which, but I think the Matrix would have been easily solved if by the second one they go, wait. So what is the real problem? Well, we want the people to be free.
We don't want to be fucking batteries anymore.
The Matrix
anymore.
Is kind of cool. So what if, on a voluntary service, like, you just go in and, like, you hang out on the Matrix,
would you die? Would you put a limit on your life then?
No, you would. If you die in the real world, you would die in the Matrix. But if you die in the Matrix, like, if you get shot, you're just, like, you're dropped out if they can unplug you.
But that's, like, if you die in your sleep, then you die in real life. That's the fucking
That's
rules.
Not how that happens. Yeah. I don't know how many times I've straight died in my sleep and just been, like,
in your
and
dreams,
woke up
people,
from it.
Like, actually, just, like, zombie. Talk in dreams? Do you hear their voices? Or do you tell it, like...
No, I hear voices. That doesn't sound crazy. But in my dreams...
When you hear people talk. So I was trying to... Like, Kessler was asking me about the other day, because he doesn't... He hears people talk, but they don't...
That's because Kessler is a cold-hearted bastard and doesn't hear or feel anything other than his own
hubris.
But, like,
I have to really think about it. Like, I don't hear people, like, actual talk.
In your dreams?
Yeah.
I do. I heard me yell at a lion, "I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire," and fought it.
Yeah.
It was a great dream.
Like, I just hear the voices, like, instantly, like, that's it.
I hear them.
They're not actually speaking any words.
Yeah, no, I hear the people.
I've never died in my dreams, either.
I was an alien in one recently. Like, alien, not like a alien, like the xenomorph.
Like E.T. alien?
No, like a real one, like the Grays. Xenomorph alien. No, shut up. No, I would self-way murder. If I were a gray in a dream, I would bash my head into a table till I died. I would lose my shit. Watch me break. That would do it. That would way do it. I could psychologically cope. Twilight Zone, finding out I'm Hitler, better than finding out I was a gray alien. That's real
Why
shit.
Why do you think you're so afraid of him?
Why do I think I'm afraid of him? Oh, I can tell you the exact...
Because you are one.
Yeah,
the
lack
of facial expressions.
Actually know. I know exact... I remember the exact moment.
Oh, I know.
Like, I know the moment where I'm like, nope, my brain is terrified of you.
Incident
forever.
Lake County.
Yeah.
1997.
It's scary, son.
Thanksgiving.
Scary. But no, I would be way okay. Like, if I had to choose between, like, if I were going to Twilight Zone it, I would be like, I could deal with Hitler. Like, I'd freak out and be like, holy shit, I'm Hitler.
Ooh, Nazi games was on
TV. Or,
like,
the new fucking Secrets of Supervillainy, where he just goes back in his time machine and kills Nazis.
Yeah. Or 36 different times. That's how many times he goes back.
But
kills,
what about him? Is he like in Kung Fury, where he has a fucking giant, like, robotic fucking golden eagle?
That's because he hacks time. That's different. Well, time travel and hacking time are not the same.
Duh.
Yeah, no, they're not, though. Don't. They're different. Because time
the
travel...
The ting will make a difference, yeah.
No, time travel would be going forward or
hacking
back
time.
In time. That's just it. But hacking time, you have the power glove, which is rad, and you get to go... Boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, whilst on a
it's
skateboard...
It's like 10 times better than the
traveling through,
glove.
Like, 8-bit... time and you hack it
as long as
you
got the you
tunnel
music
through time like because time travels like there's rules with time travel right but if you hack it that's going around the
butterfly
rules.
Effect yeah
no you but you're negating that that's why Hitler was able to travel to the future and fucking dinosaur with guns no fucking time travel rules dude
and Thor
yeah that's how it didn't fuck with continuity
that makes sense yeah
God, that's how the fucking robot machine came back and you find out that it's got Nazi hands and it goes boom 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 that's how dude. No, you're fucking dumb shit.
Yeah, I know time travel works.
No,
you said hacking time.
Yeah, they're different.
Different.
There's a big difference.
If you say so.
Back to the Future 2 has alternate 1985 because that's time travel. Mm. It follows the rules of time. You fuck up with shit with an almanac in 1955, and then it skews, and you get the alternate one where Donald Trump / Biff is president.
He's actually
of
in
New
the
Vegas.
Fucking.
Donald then, Biff.
You get Donald Biff of 1985, and it's basically the whole world is like 1976 New York. Like, that's all it is.
So
like,
then it's Escape from New York then now.
Yeah, but the you don't get Isaac Hayes as the number one guy, King of New York, because they don't let black people in
There's
Donald
one
Biff's
left,
universe.
And it's him.
And it's
no,
like,
they don't let Mexicans in Donald Biff's
no,
universe.
No, they don't. No, because in the Donald Trump version, skewed 1985 all the black people were living like it's fucking New York and South Central LA of like 1975 1980
more like New Orleans
so yeah or New Orleans
New Orleans,
now
yeah
you know, which is a really terrible thing to say, but hey, facts are facts. It's the same thing, but it's different because time. Where you hack time, that doesn't happen. When you hack time, time fights back with antiviruses, i.e. robot arcade machines that flip you off and shoot lasers.
I did that once.
Yeah.
Once. You do it one time.
So does that mean the new arcade downtown is going to be those?
Maybe.
Maybe. If someone tries to hack time.
Have you ever played the T2 fucking arcade game?
The Salvation one? Yeah. They have Salvation out for it. It's so dope. I was playing it at Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, yeah. I played.
You just throw like a bucket and you're just like, count the fucking robot shells.
I played that in a casino in Oregon.
It's so awesome.
Yeah.
Mister, I don't want to fucking play games.
This casino had a fucking movie theater in it, man.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you fucking gamble watching a movie? That seems like a weird thing. Like, do you sit there and go, do you think Tom Cruise is going to do well in this movie? Throw $5 on it. My opinion doesn't matter.
Kathy and I were just like,
doesn't matter. You're out $5.
We're like, let's go to fucking Oregon. We were in Walla Walla, and we just ran through Oregon, and there was a casino. Like, let's go. Didn't gamble once, but we played a fuck ton of video games. In the movie theater inside the casino.
So awesome. I miss, like, arcades.
I miss Bumpers being in the basement of the mall, man.
Yeah.
I haven't been to the one in the valley.
I really hate that Dave & Buster's is a thing, because I feel like that's a thing that we should have invented, not an individual named Dave and someone who hates his child and named him Buster.
No.
They have the Bumpers out in the valley right off the Sprague.
Yeah, but I want to, like, hang out and drink beer and, like, play arcade games all day.
And it's like the old,
like at the end of the day, that's all I want to do.
Place. It's like bowling alley, there's go-karts, and then golf. Yeah. It's not too bad.
You know, you can also do that? Wonderland for next to nothing.
Yeah, Wonderland also has a giant tic-tac-toe, and you can drink beer.
Dave
and
Buster's.
Wonderland's getting Laser Quest old gear.
Laser Quest?
Yeah, they're expanding Wonderland, and they're redoing the entire laser thing inside.
The top level? Like,
yeah,
they're changing it, redoing the whole thing. End of September, beginning of October, they're getting all new gear. And it's going to be all redone, and it's going to be like Laser Quest quality in there. And I was like, that's like a Laser Quest 2 feet away from my house, basically. And I'm way going there, always. And they have beer and go-karts and lasers.
We need to do a lock-in again. I know we've said this before.
Oh, I got a bunch of free passes for mini-golf, so we can all go mini-golfing.
I'll destroy like, buy one, get one. Golf.
Don't. The one few things I'm okay at in life is... okay at mini golf.
I will fuck you up at mini golf.
I will end you. I will shooter McGavin you at the mini golf.
We need to do this and make videos of it.
Of us playing mini golf? Of yelling?
Of me.
I'm gonna fucking make you die, clown!
Fucking you up.
Smash your shit.
Yeah.
I'm way down with that.
I forgot. Let's do this one as a 45-minute cast.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we all started late.
What do you mean we? We were...
We started on time.
Say I if you were down here recording.
I.
Oh, you weren't down. That's see how fucking not you were.
Actually, call time essentially was 4 o'clock. You all were here at 5, except for Robert.
I was here at 4:30.
You were here only a half hour late. I'm proud of you, Justin.
Way to be fucking Mexican, dude. I at least let him know, like, hey, I have things I'm doing. I will be there just before
my wife,
5.
Kept you guys all in.
Yeah, we were all on top of our shit, Mister. Knowing it was at 4 doesn't say he's going to be a half hour late and just shows up a half hour late.
I was watching the children upstairs so we could get the podcast fucking rolling. Yeah. But I'm saying, let's cut this off for 45 minutes. I'll get that fucking game. And then we can
play the game.
Yeah, we can play the game.
And eat some pizza.
I don't know if the pizza will be done by the time we go upstairs.
Well, we can always... What are we at right now?
37.
37?
Yeah.
Okay, we have time. We're rewinding to prior when you were here, because now we had to save the story.
Hacking
How
time.
How did you... Yeah, see? That's hacking time.
I knew that. Why didn't you just let me use this?
All right, Robert, put
God
the...
Goddamn glasses.
Put the headphones on. I want it to be clear when you fucking speak into this.
Tell
shit.
Us your parents, not Trump's, not just Donald's
story. What happened?
Story.
No, what? That your parents what?
See, exactly.
Okay, so you know my parents were pro-Donald Trump, right?
Yeah, I gathered.
Yeah.
I'm not dumb as to who your parents are.
No, I don't consider my parents dumb, but after what they told me,
I
kind of did.
I didn't say they were dumb.
No, that's okay.
I wasn't dumb.
Parents,
no,
you can love them, but people can still be stupid.
My mom and my dad don't... No. No Trump, please.
I found my old boss's Twitter, like, from DHL. He's got a lot of Donald Trump shit on there. He's also Mormon. All my
fucking Mormon.
All my DHL bosses were Mormons. every
yeah, confused look on Chris's face.
I'm trying to...
They're hella business people, man.
Yeah, but I'm trying to rationalize...
Why the Mormons would go for Trump?
Well, because they're already full of shit and lies that they all accept. I mean, their faith on the list of
they're showing the seer stones now, dude.
Yeah, but I'm
the golden plates.
But not the actual golden plates, the other golden plates, because those golden plates got lost.
Those golden plates you can't see.
Yeah, because
only Joseph Smith could see them, or else you all go to Mormon hell without your bike helmet.
Without the helmet?
Yeah.
I'm down. I'm pretty sure all of the awesome people.
But doesn't he get ice cream? So you just want the ice cream.
Yeah.
That's actually one of my favorite fucking Book of Mormon songs. It's called Spooky Mormon Hell Dream. and in it, he's like, Jesus called me a dick.
How weird would that be? You're like, all Mormon hell is Jesus going.
No, dick. No, like
you're like, what the fuck?
Jesus does call
no
him a
fiery
dick.
Death, just
nothing. Just him dick, sitting dick. In a room, and he says it in such a judgmental way.
And
that
your name
actual...
is Richard, and it'd be like the worst thing. Yeah. It's like,
and you're just dick. Like, yeah, like you feel, yeah. All hell is actually feeling the disappointment, like understanding the disappointment Jesus feels in you, and he just goes, dick.
No, and there was like,
what the
there
fuck
was a
is
Starbucks
that?
Stand.
That's hell. That's hell for me.
There was a Starbucks stand in there, and
well,
like all the gay
yeah.
people are in.
That's all right.
Because it's spooky Mormon hell dream.
I'm okay.
And then Satan's down there just being cool and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You should really see the Book of Mormon. Like,
I probably should.
Of all people I know, you'd probably appreciate it.
Probably would.
I've seen it twice, and it's
great. I hear great things.
Yeah, it's great.
But show. I would way love to hear Robert's anti-Donald
story. Oh, yeah.
Sidetrack.
Sorry. This
That's
is what
all right.
we do.
No, I was yeah. actually... I was kind of all for it, but... all
right, Donald Trump.
I'm way wanting to hear how this played out because of the last podcast we like had and the conversation we'd
yeah,
had with it.
You weren't there you for were, Black Lives Matter.
I got way real. I got real world real.
You were studying.
Yeah, so. You were studying and you were off, whatever.
But hey,
so,
no, wait. Congratulations in order?
Almost. I got one more semester.
That's
but
it?
But you're done
you're
with
done?
This one, right?
Done with this one.
Fucking
yeah.
congratulations, man.
That's awesome.
No, you weren't even in class last time. You guys had something else last week.
Murder.
Yeah.
I think okay. they killed someone and they're having issues hiding the body.
Yeah, I believe
he
it.
He shouldn't have done that.
He's not saying no, people.
I've
I'm
seen
just saying
Jacob
that.
Kill a guy before, and he's vicious. Like, you don't expect it.
Like, he goes like American Psycho?
No, he goes fucking American History X.
Oh, yeah, curb
yeah,
stomp.
Fucking
like, Jacob's totally chill. Bite the fucking curb! Wow, that got
If we
dark.
Lift his shirt, he's fucking has a swastika on his right titty. Fuck, Jesus.
Like, I was in prison. I made a lot of bad life choices. I killed a lot of people. Those weren't the bad choices.
And then the shower was scary.
Yeah, it was way awkward. Met Edward Norton. He looked like he was having a rough day, too.
But you're reformed now, right, Jacob?
That's right.
All
right.
Yeah.
Not the people he killed, though. They learned their lesson
they
real
can't
quick.
Reform
they reformed.
Yeah, they learned real quick, fast, in a hurry. And then they died because he murdered them.
Not to make a ruckus out of the Lusk House, you know?
Right?
Yeah.
That's the number one rule. Don't mess with the quiet guy.
Yeah. That's legit, yeah.
Remember the twins in junior high? They said that, like, Columbine happened, and they're like, we're watching you, Duro.
Are you talking about Paul and Kelly?
No, I'm talking about Eugenie? Mandy and her sister.
Becky.
There's, like,
Becky,
three twins.
Yeah.
They
like,
thought you would go
they
all
They thought
Columbine?
I was all Columbine, but they were really nice to me.
They thought you would go Columbine?
They give you a Snicker bar?
No, I wish.
A Snicker bar?
No, my fat face, like... Oh, Kathy had a Snicker bar at Rosa. She's like, I'm hungry, and I'm not me when I'm hungry. Yeah. That was her fucking line. So,
in the comics, I love the comics right now. The insights.
The Doomsday.
It's a Doomsday
yeah.
panel. It's Superman and Batman. It's Doomsday going, rah! And Superman's like, not this again. And Batman goes, hold up. Boom. And he throws up a Snickers. And it's Wonder Woman. And it's like, are you better now? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, I'm surprised that's outragingly sexist and all over the internet of, like, bitches go crazy when
PMS.
They're hungry. And yeah, it goes PMS.
Oh, but, like, Mystique gets choked out and it's a fucking thing. Like.
Yeah. But it's like Wonder Woman basically goes Doomsday.
No,
when
the worst one would be,
like,
Rogue from Marvel.
We all know who Rogue is and where she's from. Yeah. Really, I find that mildly
Marvel.
Fucking insulting
yeah,
that you need
saying.
To put
Rogue
where?
From the
well,
Justice
like
League there,
Justin. Podcast,
yeah. Like Rogue from like Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah. Like you are a rogue and you have plus
and
10 to speaking
daggers
skills
from WoW,
right?
Yeah.
Woo!
I got
and
plus
you walk around
dexterity.
And you walk around and just go and kill people.
Rogue from Diablo?
Yeah, the rogue from Diablo. Ooh, you have great dexterity, and you got bows and arrows.
See, I'm trying to clarify.
And some of them are on fire and homing. Not quite the Amazon, but
close. Rogue from the X-Men. The X-People, please.
The X-People, because if we're progressive here on the podcast.
Oh, you gotta be PC about things.
Yeah, gotta be PC, because if you're not, you're fucking pussy.
Bruh.
Yeah, bruh. Gotta be fucking PC, bruh.
All right, the PC story principle.
Yeah, sorry.
I think I almost forgot about that. Fuck, it was so much fun.
Okay, what we do.
My dad had his 60th birthday party, and this is why you can explain this thing right over here, because you won't hear, but and this.
You can just listen to the podcast.
Well, your dad fucked you up on his 60th
birthday party? Yeah, he sure did.
Yeah, they got in a fight over Trump.
Yeah, he shouldn't have done that. He did the boy.
Oh, no. He fucked you up over Trump?
No, actually, I fucked him over.
I didn't see your shit until you just pointed it out.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm glad you noticed.
You don't pay attention.
You're
really
look at
your
shit-ass
director.
Yeah.
You only care about the project, not the people.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. I won't give too much. I mean, we got, what, a minute left? Okay, cool. So my parents were just all for Trump, and then I overhear them saying, I don't want to vote for anyone. I'm like, not even Hillary, not even Trump. Like, I'm like, oh, thank God.
So vote for, like, Gary Johnson or something, man.
That's the one thing I find I feel it's up in the same way it went with Bernie at first, where everyone was like, we want Bernie, but he's not going to get the votes initially. Now, aside from the obvious bullshit that we knew. And then I think the reason why no one really freaked out because of the email thing, because they were like, look at what happened. And everyone was kind of like, yeah, but, we kind of knew that the DNC was a kind of piece of shit and they were fucking behind our back and doing that. Like, we all knew. The shock wasn't the same,
They're all pieces of shit.
Yeah, we expected that.
Isn't there like a global Patriot Act now that just got passed?
No, that's not how global politics works.
The world just doesn't go.
No, like I'm saying, like for us.
No, it's Marvel's Rogue. That's what.
Yeah,
that
it's Marvel's Rogue. Don't worry about it. Yeah, of the X people. Yeah, Marvel's Rogue of the X people just controls the world in her X-person plane.
I knew the thing was there.
He's part of the Fantastic Four, you dick! Jesus fucking Christ, I hate you so hard.
Aren't they the same thing? The same team, right?
Oh! All right, go back to your parents because we sidetracked for five fucking minutes.
I don't want to. Let's end it. God damn it!
But no, I was. But I was
quick.
But
okay.
No, but I was. But so did they have the wanting to not even go a third party? Did they not go anyone?
They were not like, fuck it, I don't want to do anything.
Because I think so many people are like that's the same way Bernie got the people behind him, was that everyone was like, wait, if we all, vote for him, in theory, then he would get it. And he essentially did. Like, on paper, Bernie should be the nominee.
Yeah.
It worked. Like, the system worked, but the system got time hacked. And so we got flipped off by a giant fucking robot arcade machine with the fucking DNC fucking symbol going, oh, fuck you guys. So
and Doc Brown saying, great Scott.
Yeah, we have to go back, Marty. That'd be so
great.
A
lot,
fucking
I?
Bernie Sanders is a brother to Doc Brown.
He looks like him.
Right?
Fucking looks like him.
I can see that happening.
It's all in the hair. Yeah. Bernie's crazy hair, he totally looks like he'd be Doc Brown's brother.
Anyways, okay, so...
But I was just curious if they just... Well, they were not going to vote for anyone.
What happened? We all showed up.
What decided that?
Well, it's...
Was there, a definitive moment? Like, a stupid Donald-ism?
For me...
Well, not for you, but for them as individuals. Was your mom like, oh, wait, he's a stupid piece of shit sexist pig? And your dad was like, oh, wow, that's embarrassing.
Their reasoning?
Like, did they have, a moment?
Are they voting for Trump?
Not anymore.
Because
they were...
So why are you beat up? Like, why do you have battle damage?
No, you'll find out when you listen to the podcast.
First 10 minutes of the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll listen to the first 10 minutes and you'll get it.
It's a pretty cool story.
That's fun. I've never not been part of the podcast. So
it's fucking weird, isn't it?
I just want to be down here, but we have three toddlers upstairs.
Toddlers.
Kale's only seven.
Thunderdome.
I have one severely disabled toddler. I don't...
Are you saying that Master Blaster wasn't able to hold his own against Mad Max? Do you have a problem with people who are disabled?
So give him the advantage and give him the elite weapon.
Exactly. Then. Come on, dude. Atticus is elite.
It would just get taken. I've seen Atticus.
His wheelchair gives him +15 to durability and mobility. What the fuck?
Yes.
You're really kind of being way shitty and this could be a great Thunderdome battle of four children, and you're just like, oh, this can't happen.
There's sporks on the fucking wheels.
Yeah, dude. He'd be like Mad fucking Max. Mad Addy. Right. I would watch the shit out of a thing called that.
All right, of the five of us, who knows Atticus best?
I do. That I kid do. And I, dude, he's straight like Mad Max beyond Thunderdome and shit.
Yeah, but you're way not dead.
Yeah,
all
but
he has to do is get enough momentum going in his, you know, chair.
I was telling
and then
them earlier.
Headbutt. Use his head to fucking catapult.
You know what? I'm
going to
go with Justin on this one. His headbutt action is enhanced because of the durability.
And he also has the old
Atticus
school Nazi helmets.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Like, yeah. Like World War One.
Yeah. Kaiser helmet.
He has a Kaiser Wilhelm helmet.
Atticus stayed up for me last night after I got home from.
He Lucky. Stayed up.
He That's stayed awesome. Up. I came in and he was all fucking. He looked like he'd be awake till 5 o'clock this morning.
Passed fuck out, didn't he?
Passed fuck out after I
he
left.
He saw you and he was like, "That'll do, pig."
Yeah,
that'll be.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So are we?
Yeah, we're done.
Are we carring it?
I guess.
Yeah.
Can't let kids fucking play Thunderdome. I'm saying I don't see a problem with children Thunderdome. I think all daycares should have a Thunderdome.
Actually, you there know, were those daycares that
it's called playing Lava Monster.
Yeah,
back in the day.
Yeah, you or push him right off
King of the Mountain.
You would just look at the kid and go, "I have no issues with repercussions," and just push a kid straight off
a jungle. Lava Monster
teachers
and King
bring
of the
in
Mountain.
A real lava monster.
Yeah,
like,
we have to team up against the lava monster, and it's like the Golgothan of lava, and it's just throwing lava balls at the children.
But it can't get you on the playground.
But it can't. He can't even touch you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, that dude's.
No.
No, I have a thing. We'll do it. Car.
Yeah, car.
Car.
Justin.
Say it in the mic, Jacob.
Car.
Car.
Thank you.
Okay, so for real, new comic book idea. Fucking Jungle Gym lava monster.